Topic 140, Rays. 1. The Seven Rays. We are told that seven great rays exist in the cosmos. In our solar system, only one of these seven great rays is in operation. The seven subdivisions constitute the seven rays, which, wielded by our solar logos, form the basis of endless variations in his system of worlds. These seven rays may be described as the seven channels through which all being in his solar system flows, the seven predominant characteristics or modifications of life. For it is not to humanity only that these rays apply, but to the seven kingdoms as well. In fact, there is nothing in the whole solar system, at whatever stage of evolution it may stand, which does not belong, and has not always belonged, to one or other of the seven rays. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 1, Esoteric Psychology 1, page 163. 2. A ray is but a name for a particular force or type of energy, with the emphasis upon the quality which that force exhibits, and not upon the form aspect which it creates. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 1, Esoteric Psychology 1, page 316. 3. It might be useful here to enumerate the rays and thus refresh the memory of the neophyte. Rays of aspect. 1. The ray of power, will, and purpose. 2. The ray of love, wisdom. 3. The ray of active, creative intelligence. Rays of attribute. 4. The ray of harmony through conflict. 5. The ray of concrete science or knowledge. 6. The ray of idealism or devotion. 7. The ray of order or ceremonial magic. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, page 558. 4. Every human being is basically an expression of five ray forces. 1. The ray of the soul. 2. The ray of the personality. 3. The ray governing the mental body. 4. The ray governing the astral equipment. 5. The ray of the physical nature. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 52. 5. According to the ray on which initiation is taken, so very largely depends the subsequent path of service. From Initiation, Human and Solar, page 182. 6. The subray on which a man is found, that minor ray which varies from incarnation to incarnation, largely gives him his coloring for this life. It is his secondary hue. Forget not, the primary ray of the monad continues through the aeon. It changes not. It is one of the three primary rays that eventually synthesize the sons of men. The ray of the ego varies from round to round, and in more evolved souls from race to race, and comprises one of the five rays of our present evolution. It is the predominating ray to which a man's causal body vibrates. It may correspond to the ray of the monad, or it may be one of the complementary colors to the primary. The ray of the personality varies from life to life, till the gamut of the seven sub-rays of the monadic ray has been passed through. With average advanced men, who are struggling to approximate themselves to the ideal, similarity of the egoic ray will produce mutual comprehension, and friendship follows. But when, added to the egoic similarity of ray, you have the same ray of personality, then you have one of those rare things, a perfect friendship, a successful marriage, an unbreakable link between the two. This is rare indeed. From A Treatise on White Magic, pages 111 through 112. 7. Every form in nature and every human being is found upon one or other of the seven qualifying rays, and his appearance in a phenomenal form is colored by the quality of his basic ray. It is qualified predominantly by the ray of the particular life upon whose emanation he issued forth, but it will include also, in a secondary measure, the six other ray types. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 1, Esoteric Psychology 1, page 21. 8. Every human being finds himself upon one of the seven rays. His personality is found in every life upon one of them, in varying rotation, according to the ray of the ego or soul. A ray confers through its energy special physical conditions and determines the quality of the astral emotional nature. It colors the mind body. It controls the distribution of energy, for the rays are of differing rates of vibration and govern a particular center in the body, differing with each ray, through which that distribution is made. Each ray works through one center primarily and through the remaining six in a specific order. The ray predisposes a man to certain strengths and weaknesses and constitutes his principle of limitation as well as endowing him with capacity. It governs the method of his relations to other human types and is responsible for his reactions in form to other forms. It gives him his coloring and quality, his general tone on the three planes of the personality, and it molds his physical appearance. Certain attitudes of mind are easy for one ray type and difficult for another, and hence the changing personality shifts from ray to ray, from life to life, until all the qualities are developed and expressed. Certain souls, by their ray destiny, are found in certain fields of activity, and a particular field of endeavor remains relatively the same for many life expressions. When a man is two-thirds of the way along the evolutionary path, his soul ray type begins to dominate the personality ray type, and will therefore govern the trend of his expression on earth. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 1, Esoteric Psychology 1, pages 128 through 129. 9. I wonder sometimes if any of you realize the epoch-making importance of the teaching which I have given out about the seven rays as manifesting energies. With all that I have given you concerning the seven rays and the seven ray lords, much more can be discovered. These seven great lives can be seen and known as the informing essences and the active energies in all that is manifested and tangible upon the physical plane, as well as on all the planes of divine expression. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 583. 10. Disciples upon the different rays will all have the same goal, make the same experiments, go through the same experience, and arrive equally at divine expression. However, their qualities and their modes of approach, their reactions and their distinctive natures will differ according to their ray type. This constitutes a most interesting and little-known phase of our study of initiation. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, page 338. 11. Each great ray, as it comes into incarnation, transforms the speech of the cycle, enriches the existent vocabulary, and brings new knowledge to humanity. The many civilizations, past and present, are the result of this. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, page 646.